It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before the curtains part tonight, let's find out the source of Mr. McGee's enthusiasm.
Say, McGee, the roving Wildcats called a little while ago. They expect you out at the baseball diamond promptly at 11.
Oh, my gosh, Molly, thanks for reminding me. I almost forgot I'm supposed to umpire their game tomorrow.
Sounds interesting, but maybe you ought to explain it to me.
I'll do better than that, kiddo. I'll give you a copy of Prudential's new free book, Baseball for Boys.
You're giving me Baseball for Boys?
Sure, that's the beauty of this great little book. It gives us grown-ups more knowledge of our national sport, and it helps the kids play a better game.
You mean it's something the whole family will enjoy?
You betcha, Molly, but mostly it's for kids.
Uh-huh.
So, folks, if you have a future big leaguer in your family, get him a copy of Baseball for Boys. Stars like Ed Matthews, Robin Roberts, Duke Snyder, Harvey Keene give the real dugout dope on hitting and fielding. And there are big, clear pictures to illustrate all the important points.
For your free copy, Hot from the Dugout, write your name and address on a postcard along with the words, Baseball for Boys, and send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
That's Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey. Or ask your Prudential agent.
Mr. McGee is quietly reading the morning paper when suddenly he says,
Hey, Molly, it's here. It's here at last, today.
What is it? What's here?
Hey, look at this in the paper. This is something we gotta see. Doc Gamble told me about this, and it sounds terrific. Here, see? The ad with the border question marks all around it?
Starting today, 1 week only, Boris Karloff in Murder Me Gently, My Love with Bela Lugosi.
That's it. It's a rerun. Doc Gamble saw it years ago, and he's never stopped talking about it.
Mm.
See, it says underneath, tell your friends about this picture, but don't tell who the murderer is. That's what Doc's been doing, and he drives me crazy with it. Now's my chance to see it and find out, and what's the matter? Not in the mood for a movie?
Oh, sure. I'll go with you.
Mm-hmm. Do you really want to go? You're not just going because you know how disappointed I'll be if you don't.
No, I don't mind. I'll get my hat and coat on. You back the car out.
Yeah, but wait. This is a mystery, Molly. You don't want to just go barging down there to see a picture like Murder Me Gently, My Love, and walk in the middle. We've got to check the schedule.
Oh?
You wouldn't know how many people have been murdered so far or anything. Spoil your whole afternoon. Hand me the phone, will you? I'll call the box office.
Okay, here. The number is Vista 7415.
Thanks. Boy, oh boy, I've been waiting a long time. Oh, hello, operator. Give me Vista 7-4. Goodness sakes, is that you, Mert?
Oh, dear. I'll go hang up my coat again.
How's every little thing, Mert? Tis, eh? What's that, Mert? Met the man of your dreams today, huh?
The man of her dreams.
Gee, that's too bad, Mert. Tough luck. Yeah. Mert dreamed last night that the finance man was coming to take her car away, and sure enough, when she walked out the front door this morning, there was the man of her dreams. What say, Mert? Yeah, give me the Bijou Theater and hurry, will you? Because it's what? The line's busy.
Try them later.
Well, break in on it, Mert. This is urgent. Murder Me Gently, My Love is playing there, and I got to find out what time it goes on, and it might be starting at any minute, so cut in. Come on, gee whiz, this is cut in, Mert. One 1:30, Molly? Are you sure that's what I said? She said 1:30 when the picture goes on 1:30?
Yes, McGee. I phoned the theater back myself. It opened at 10 this morning.
1:30.
The picture's on now, and it'll be over at 1:05 and on again at 1:30, so...
Well, what time is it? What time is it now? What time?
The mantle clock is right behind you.
Oh, 12:15.
Yes, so relax and stop fretting. We'll get there on time. And take off your hat and coat. You'll catch cold when we go out.
Okay, I just want to be sure. Come in.
Well, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hi, Molly, and good day to you, Leadhead.
Hi, Bucklebuster. Come in, unless you can stay.
Yeah, just have a minute. Stop to tell you that picture I've been talking about is playing at the Bijou. You know, Murder Me Gently, My Love. I thought you'd like to
get
in.
Well, gee, thanks for the scoop, Doctor.
We've been ready to go down there for an hour and a half, Doctor.
Yeah, we phoned the Bijou to check on the schedule, Doc. You know, so we don't come in the middle.
Oh, it's a good idea. It's a swell mystery, and you'll never guess the ending. Do you mind if I use your phone a minute, and then I got to get over to the hospital?
Help yourself, Doctor.
It'll only be a minute. Thanks, kids. I'll shove off now. Have fun at the movie.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What was that routine with our phone?
Huh? Oh, I just dialed for the time. My watch's been losing a few minutes every hour, but it's right on the nose this time, 1:30.
Oh, well, I wonder... 1:30?
Oh, dear.
Did you say 1:30?
Well, if you want to be exact, it's 5 seconds past 1:30, but... What's the matter?
That's the time the feature goes on at the beach.
Dad rat, that dad ratted mantle clock. It's slow again.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. Whenever we think of the American Revolution, we think of the citizen soldier. It was he who won our independence. Well, citizen soldiers of a kind are needed today to preserve our independence. Our country urgently needs civilian plane spotters. Much as we hate to think about it, we face the possibility of a surprise enemy air attack at any time. Right now, the Soviet Air Force has more than 1,000 long-range bombers capable of striking any part of the United States. If we are to survive an attack, we must have warning. To be sure, our radar network is in operation 24 hours a day. But radar has its limitations. We can't rely on radar alone to detect low-flying aircraft, enemy planes below 5,000 feet. The Air Force calls it the dangerous mile. Only civilian plane spotters can guard this dangerous mile, provide adequate warning. The Air Force needs you as a spotter in the Ground Observer Corps. Join now.
Are you sure that's what the girl said? 4:30? It goes on?
Yes, McGee. That's the 10th time you've asked me.
Well, this is important. I don't want anything to go wrong this time. What time is it now? And I mean by your wristwatch. I want to see if it corresponds with mine.
It's 3:05.
3:05. Right. That's what I got.
It should be. That's what the observatory recording said a minute ago when you dialed for the correct time just before you asked me if I'm sure the girl said 4:30.
You don't want to go to this picture, do you?
Well, it seems like such a fuss over a movie, and an old one at that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But you get so steamed up over these things. You want to go, so I'll go. I told you I would. I don't mind. Let's just not get so panicky.
Well, gee whiz, kiddo, if you don't feel like going...
I told you I don't mind at all.
You sure you want to go?
Yes, I want to go to the Bijou and see Murder Me Gently, My Love. I really do. Now let's relax.
Oh, you don't want to go. You're just saying that. Gee whiz, I've been selfish about this whole thing. We don't have to go. You'd rather do something else, just say so.
Well, if you really want to know the absolute truth...
But I've been just dying to see that picture. 3 years I've been waiting, and it may not play again.
Okay.
With an all-star cast, too. Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi and Peter Lorre. Hey, that's not my hat, Molly. That's Wally Wimple's. He left that here the last time... Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. You got my arm in the wrong sling.
Well, here, put your coat on by yourself. Let's get started for the Bijou.
Yeah, but the picture don't go on again till 4:30. I don't want to come in the middle.
We won't. I just wanted to get down there. We can sit in that restaurant across the street and watch the clock over the box office through the window, and the minute the second hand touches 4:27, we'll...
Good idea. We can run across the street and come in right at the start. And answer that, will you? Tell whoever it is we're leaving. I'll go back the car out. I'll meet you outside.
All right. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple. Yes, I found your hat just a while ago. I thought it was McGee's, but... Huh? Well, actually, we were just leaving on our way downtown to catch a movie. I tell you what, we can drop it off at your house on our way. No trouble at all. We'll be by there. About, let me see, 3:15. Oh, just a minute. Yes, McGee, what is it?
The battery's dead.
What?
Yeah. I'll get my home battery charger. In the meantime, you check on the next showing.
Hello, Mr. Wimple. We've just decided to make the late show instead. Yes, but just in case it turns out to be the late, 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 late show, will you still be up because...
Is that what she said, Molly, 7:30?
Yes, and see the clock on the box office? 7:27, so let's go in.
Swell. Come on. I already bought the tickets while you were parking the car, so we wouldn't lose a minute. Here are the tickets, Bud.
Looks like intermission. Everybody's around the candy counter.
Come on, this aisle here. Let's get in and sit down. We don't want to miss the opening and come in the middle.
No fun if you know who done it. I know. I certainly hope it.
Ah, here it comes. We timed this just perfect. Look, Murder Me Gently, My Love, starring Boris Karloff. Here's two seats on the aisle. Quick.
Oh, at last. Oh, I hope this picture's worth the trouble. I don't like to know the ending of a mystery picture before I see it either, but the trouble we've gone to today...
Beg your pardon, ma'am, but would you mind taking off your hat?
Hmm? Oh, yes, sorry.
Oh, don't be silly, Harry. You've seen this picture a dozen times. He's in it, you know.
Yes.
Used to live in Hollywood.
Oh.
Was standing out in front of the pool room when they shot the chase scene.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. I'm wearing a T-shirt and sneakers. Watch for me.
Well, we sure will, Bud.
Yeah, you see, it's right at the end of the picture. The part where they got the husband cornered in an alley because they think he's the killer, when all the time, it's the detective who done it. Boris Karloff's son. Of course, you don't find this out till the part when I'm in it, but...
Excuse me, sir.
Hmm?
I hate to interrupt. I know it isn't polite, but would you mind stepping outside?
Outside?
Yes. I'd like to punch you right in your big, fat snoot.
No, McGee, no. You stay right where you are. Let me do it. After all I've been through today, I think I'm the one who's entitled to the first poke in the nose.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. You have a friend and a dependable one, too, who's with you right now and all through the busy day. I mean, of course, your radio, a constant companion you can depend upon for the very best in entertainment. Entertainment, for example, to lighten your daytime chores and speed those tiring workday hours on their way. In the mornings, there's Mary Margaret McBride, whose informed commentary covers a wide range of fascinating subjects, from world affairs to household hints. Items of interest you'll enjoy hearing in the informal Mary Margaret McBride manner. And morning listening also means Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, who answers questions sent in by you listeners and advises on problems important to all of us. Then in the afternoon, dramatic entertainment with your longtime friends like Just Plain Bill, Stella Dallas, and Young Widder Brown. And dramatic entertainment of a different sort with a new favorite, the engaging daytime serial Hotel for Pets, an unusual NBC feature with an amusing, refreshing theme. Hear it tomorrow. All these and many more Monday through Friday on NBC.
Well, everything's okay, Molly. I went back to the box office and explained to the manager what happened, and he gave us two passes for next week's show instead.
Well, good. What's playing next week?
The Missing Corpse with Humphrey Bogart.
The Missing?
Yeah, and by the way, we'd better check the schedule while we're here. Post it in the kitchen or somewhere.
Look, dearie.
Well, we don't want to come in the middle of the Missing Corpse. No fun if you know where they hid it.
McGee. Oh.
Yeah, I'm just kidding, Molly. It ain't the Missing Corpse. It's a musical. Dancing Fools.
Sometimes you get so...
Yeah, but lovable.
Oh, Nellie.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Jack Crucian and Natalie Masters played the couple in the movie. Before we leave you, we'd like to join with all of you who hear our program over station WRAK in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, in offering congratulations on their silver anniversary. Best wishes for the future, WRAK. This is John Wall saying goodnight.
Join the great Gildersleeve for more fun in Summerfield tonight on the NBC Radio Network.